Okay, let's go ahead and call the Senate Democratic Caucus to order. No, I'm kidding. Senate Committee on Governmental Organization. We have one bill up today, Senate Bill AB 765. Let's establish a quorum, and then we'll wait for Ms. Evans to show up, and then we'll start on the bills.
Flores.
Here.
Flores here. Batten. Maldonado. Negrete McLeod.
Here.
Negrete McLeod here. Vincent.
Here.
Vincent here. Wiggins. Wiggins here. Weiland. Yee.
Here.
Yee here. Thank you.
Okay, we do have a quorum, and we will wait for Ms. Evans to come present the bill, and then she'll be here. Did we call Ms. Evans? Is the assembly still on the same bill they were an hour ago? No? Okay.
Does Evans have to present the bill?
Yeah, she'll be here. She'll be here.
Somebody else can present it?
We'll wait. We'll be okay. Members, I know that you'll take the time to read the analysis, so does everybody have the analysis in front of them? That's right. Exactly. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I think it's because of some bias on the part of staff.
No, we wanted them at front and center. We need to. We're going to go through what was agreed upon. But while we're waiting for Ms. Evans, let me tell the members of the committee that this was quite a lot of work by the industry. They really did come together, and should know that over weekends of negotiation, this was put together. And I've got to tell you, it was quite extensive, and a lot of work went into this. So we very much appreciate the industry doing this. And members, this is one of those bills where you don't necessarily have to pick a side for one finally. On a bill. This is one of those we're going to listen, hopefully. There are questions by members, and then ask any questions that members might have. But this is really a consensus bill put together by the industry, and so hopefully we can take a vote on it as soon as Ms. Wiggins comes back. And then we'll go from there. Yeah, the LA, yeah.
Not anymore, huh?
No, we had a new flight today, yeah. We have. No, we just got a new flight from Bakersfield to Sacramento to start today, finally, for the first time. I actually flew from Bakersfield, got here in 46 minutes. So I'm in a good mood today.
And you can get home.
Yeah, well,
thanks. What good was that? Bakersfield.
Huh?
Bakersfield played Brent.
Oh, yeah, they did. I don't know who won that. I think VHS did, yeah. I heard him. My son just got hurt, first game of the year, tore his ACL, his senior year.
So. For the year?
First game of the year? First catch of the season. They rolled back. They threw him a 12-yard post. He caught it. He fell down. He didn't get up.
Somebody land on
him? No, he just... He just takes a... So they just found out we have to have surgery next week. Yeah. It was not a good deal. Okay, sergeants, if we could grab our Miss Wiggins, that would be appreciated. And then we will begin with AB 765 by Assemblywoman Evans. And Miss Evans, you may present.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. AB 765 provides flexibility for the California County Fairs to raise capital improvement funds from horse race wagering. That part of the bill has already been heard in this committee, and it remains unchanged. Recent amendments reauthorize advance deposit wagering for horse racing in California, which was set to sunset at the end of this year. And this is a consensus agreement that's been worked on for quite a long time, quite extensively for over a year. The amendments to the bill give a role to California's horsemen in determining the compensation received by AWD providers and racetracks from advanced deposit wagering. They also establish funding for a jockey's pension plan using proceeds from the advanced deposit wagering, and they continue a revenue stream for California's fairs also derived from advanced deposit wagers. The bill is a compromise. It has no opposition. I'm very proud to present it to the committee, and I would ask for your aye vote.
Okay, great. Witnesses in support?
Mr. Chairman, members, Joe Lang representing Hollywood Park, Bay Meadows, and TVG. As the author said, it was a very intense negotiation with the chair, and your efforts helped come together, and we are all in support and appreciate your support on the bill as well.
I move adoption of the bill, AB 765.
Okay. Others in support?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of the California Authority of Racing Fairs in support of the bill.
Anthony Gonzalez representing Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, Oak Tree Racing Association, and the LA County Fair. And they really, Mr. Frey wanted me to tell you he really expresses his gratitude to the chair for all your hard work on it, and he really enjoyed Bakersfield.
Oh, great. Made everyone come to Bakersfield.
On behalf of Los Alamitos Race Course and Alameda County Fair in support.
Thanks, Rod.
Dave Helmsen on behalf of the Thoroughbred Owners of California support.
Linda Muir on behalf of Santa Anita Park and Golden Gate Fields, and since existing statute would sunset January 1st and Santa Anita begins racing on December 26th, we were a very interested participant and we strongly support.
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Broad on behalf of the Jockeys Guild, the Teamsters, and SEIU. This bill for the jockeys provides the first pension or retirement plan of any sort in the country in the history of horse racing, and it will make a major, major difference in the lives of jockeys, especially the majority of them who don't make that much money and aren't the big winning jockeys, but make the sport, and when they're done, they don't have a lot of skills and they don't have a lot of income, and it will be the difference between living in poverty and living a decent life. So we really thank the industry for helping us and urge an aye vote.
Mr. Chairman, Bob Fox on behalf of the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, the California Thoroughbred Trainers also in support.
Mr. Chairman, members, Kirk Breed on behalf of the Pacific Coast Quarter Horse Racing Association, we're in support of the bill.
Okay. It's been moved by Ms. Wiggins. Any other comments by members? Seeing and hearing none, let's go ahead and call the roll. Any opposition? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, let's call the roll.
Flores?
Aye.
Flores, aye. Batten? Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Negrete McLeod, aye. Vincent,
aye.
Vincent, aye. Wiggins,
aye.
Wiggins, aye. Wyland, Yee,
aye.
Yee, aye.
Okay, that bill is passed. Thank you very much, Ms. Evans. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll adjourn the hearing.